When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 2nd edition. Hope you guys had a fun Tuesday. If you didn't play the Cubs, it was a quick night. That's just the basis of that one. Framber with the no-no. That was tremendous as well. We've got an eight-game main slate for you to break down on Wednesday. There's a four-game early slate as well. If you have any questions, I'll be around the Gain in the Edge Fantasy Discord for that. Or you can find me on Twitter at BDentrek, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Let's get cracking on this eight-game main slate starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Your totals, Rays-Yankees, 8. Orioles-Jays, 8.5. Waiting on Wrigley. White Sox-Rangers, 8. Mets-Royals, 9.5. Few totals we're still missing there, but we will navigate the minefields with that. I warned you guys going into Tuesday with the trade deadline. Lots of scratches, lots of things going on. Still might be some weird roster situations on Wednesday, so keep close eye as lineup lock approaches. Pitching on the slate, got Garrett Cole, 10-8. At home against the Tampa Bay Rays. Cole's been outstanding, 20 plus points in four straight starts. He's allowed three runs or less. I believe I had him back to had one bad start since June. He's been absolutely outstanding. He's got five or more Ks in five straight, 10 or more in two of his last three. Cole's been great. He's been the Cy Young guy we've been hoping he would be. Now he gets to take on a Rays team, which is a good Rays team, don't get me wrong, but they're also striking out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching over the last month, hitting 220 with a 175 ISO. So Garrett Cole, if you want to pay up to 10-8, zero problem with that whatsoever. Logan Webb, $9,800 at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks. This one's intriguing because Webb, 7 innings, 3 earned 4 Ks in his last outing, got beat up by the Nats the start before that. Prior to that, though, he was great. So I'm willing to look back to Logan Webb on this night, especially in tournaments, because I think he'll come in low-owned with the McClanahans above and some guys below. And he takes on a D-backs team, striking out 23% of the time versus righties in the month of July, hitting 238 with a 158 ISO. So I'm looking for Webb to bounce back in tournaments at $9,800. Probably my favorite spot on this slate based on price is Kode Senga, $9,500 at the Kansas City Royals. Senga's allowed two earned runs or less in six straight starts. One of them was 3 1/3 innings because of weather. But overall, he's been great, and the strikeouts have followed. He's got nearly like a 25-ish% K to walk over those six starts, five or more Ks in majority of those starts. He's been very, very good, and now he faces a Royals team that over the last month, 22% K rate versus right-handed pitching, 244 average, 158 ISO. So if you don't want to pay all the way up for Garrett Cole, you want to roll the dice with Logan Webb, I love Kode Senga at $9,500 against the Kansas City Royals. Some other options for you. Yusei Kikuchi has been really, really good of late. I will just say that Baltimore Orioles, they can spank left-handed pitching, so keep an eye on that. But at $7,800 on this slate, Kikuchi is in play. Love me some Grayson Rodriguez, $7,200 at the Toronto Blue Jays. Grayson's looked great his last two starts, at least five innings, two earned runs total in his last two starts and 10 Ks against the Yankees and at Tampa Bay, so not easy matchups by any means. Now you get a Toronto team likely without Bo Bichette still, striking out 23% of the time in July with a 249 average and 176 ISO. So I do like me some Grayson Rodriguez at a bit of a discount on this slate. Other than that, not much. Like the only option we could give, but it backfires every time, but he's so cheap, is Alec Marsh. Just hoping for strikeout upside with a depleted Mets team, but I'll probably pass. It's going to be paying up for Cole, maybe Webb, love Kode Senga. Keep an eye on Kikuchi and then Grayson Rodriguez. And similar to like yesterday, I wasn't big on Framber. Then that Cleveland lineup came out after all their trades. Like, I'm not saying that's why he got the no-no, but it made him so much more viable on that slate. So it's things like that that I mentioned. Watch the lineups and watch them again on Wednesday because there's going to still be some moving parts in some of these deals, which may make a couple pitchers much more appealing. But for now, it's Cole, Webb, Senga, potentially Kikuchi, and then Grayson Rodriguez as we look at this early look at the eight-game Wednesday slate.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
All right. Without a ton of pitching that we like, that means there's going to be a lot of bets. Of course, catcher's positioning at Will Smith at $5,600 versus the lefty Harris. Rushman's there if you don't believe in Kikuchi. That's fine. But start me off with Francisco Alvarez at $3,900 versus Alec Marsh. We'll start off with him. If you're going to be the highest guy I'd pay for at the catcher's position is Francisco Alvarez. Then you go down to like Patrick Bailey at $3,300 versus Ciccone, making the spot start for Arizona as they made some moving pieces to their rotation. Mitch Garver went deep on Tuesday. If you want to go against Dylan Cease and attack that, that's fine. Garver's $3,200. I'm cool with that. Yan Gomes versus the lefty Williamson at 31 is very, very appealing. The Cubs put up 20 runs on Tuesday. I doubt they do that again. Never know. But Yan Gomes versus the lefty is very, very enticing, especially a lefty like Brandon Williamson at $3,100. Below $3,000 now. You know, like as Monty Grandal versus Dane Dunning at $2,900. I'll say this much. Dunning may become into play based on that White Sox lineup. He could be one of those that stands out. But for now, we'll attack Dunning. Grandal at $2,900 is someone to keep an eye on. Other than that, though, Miguel Amaya versus Brandon Williamson. Amaya went deep on Tuesday. I love Amaya's overall talent, especially play more. Gets the lefty Williamson at $2,400. So he's another guy I would take a look at. First base position, you got Freddie Freeman at 64. I don't care if it's lefty-lefty. It's totally fine. Big Meat Pete went deep again on Tuesday. He's $5,200 versus Alec Marsh. That's a really good spot for Big Meat Pete. Cody Bellinger got a combo meal, just crushed on Tuesday. He's 49 versus Williamson. So I like that as well. Going down farther, you got Nathaniel Lowe versus Cease at $4,200. Again, if you want to attack Cease. Ryan Mountcastle's been heating up in a big way. He's 36 versus Kikuchi. So he's one to keep an eye on. Brandon Belt, I'm not saying attack Grayson Rodriguez, but if you like some one-offs, mention Belt a lot. He went deep on Tuesday. He's not hitting for a great average, but he's showing enough pop to be very GPP relevant for his price tag almost every night. Wilmer Flores, $3,200 for Ciccone. That's a nice value for the Giants first baseman. Wilmer Flores, going down below 3K now. It gets murky real quick. Like there's nothing that stands like Mark Vientos at 2K. Vientos had a nice night on Tuesday. He's first base, third base at $2,000. So Vientos is a good value at one of your corner infield positions. Second base, you got Mookie Betts at 62. Totally cool with that. Simeon at 58 is fine as well. But if you want to save some money, like Christopher Morel at 48 versus Williamson, he would be in play for you. Nico Horner, he had a combo meal on Tuesday. He's $4,600 versus Williamson. You got Jorge Polanco versus Hudson. I love attacking Hudson. So Minnesota's a play I'd be intrigued by. Polanco's $4,500. I love Oakland, weirdly enough, playing on a full stack, but a partial stack because Gonsolin is horrible. So Zach Geloff at $4,300 as well. You got Edward Julian at $3,500 for Minnesota versus Hudson. So you got some nice mid-price to savings potential at the second base position. Mike Massey, nah, probably not. I don't want to attack Senga. So it pretty much stops there at Julian, but there's plenty of options for you if you need them on this slate. Third base position for you here. You got Elly De La Cruz if you want. That's fine. But Max Muncy at 5K, Gunnar Henderson at 49. Those are both options for you. Josh Jung at 47. You got Jorge Polanco yet again at 45. So you can play Julian at second, Polanco at third if you so choose. You got the Candyman, Jaime Candelario at $4,200 versus Williamson. Look for him to get first base eligibility soon as he's playing first base for the Cubs. That's just a side note to keep in mind. Going down farther, though, you got the likes of maybe Chris Taylor at 32 versus Lefty Harris if you're feeling that matchup. Patrick Wisdom, he went deep on Tuesday. He's only 3K versus Lefty Williamson. Love Patrick Wisdom at $3,000. Price point, GPP, Lefty, lock it up. That's what we like to do with Patrick Wisdom when he faces left-handed pitching. Nick Madrigal is down here at $2,300. He's also a really nice Cubs value. If for some reason you don't use Patrick Wisdom, Madrigal's totally cool at $2,300. And once again, you got Mark Vientos, first base, third base at 2K, which plays great. Shortstop, you got Elly De La Cruz, like I mentioned. You got Matt McClain at 56. But I'm looking at guys like Francisco Lindor at $5,100. The Mets are very viable. They're pricier, though, so it makes you look at some other options. Dansby Swanson double-donged on Tuesday. He's 44 versus Williamson. Mentioned it yesterday. Dansby's heating up. He's getting healthy. He had a big game. Big game on Tuesday. Tim Anderson at 39. If you're stacking Chicago, that's the only reason you use Tim Anderson. Ezekiel Duran at 36. If you're stacking Texas, again, pretty much the only reason you use Ezekiel Duran on this slate. Other than that, though, shortstop's been pretty top-heavy of late, and it stays that way on Wednesday. Outfield position for you here. You got Aaron Judge at 63. That's fine. But Betts at 62 I like a lot. Love Lou Bob at 6K. Rosarena hit a bomb on Tuesday. Not sure I want to attack Cole with him, but you're there. Adelis Garcia went deep. He's 55. So not a ton of real pay-up spots. Like Lou Bob would probably be my pay-up spot here, but I'll probably save money in the outfield. At least start with a guy like Bellinger at 49 if I need to, or go down even farther to the likes of maybe like a Lars Nootbaar at 42. He's stringing a really, really good back. It's Joe Ryan. The thing with Joe Ryan, I've talked about it on other shows and I've written about it. He does okay with strikeouts, pitches deep into games, but he still gives up like 3 to 4 runs almost every game. So you're going to get some upside there. Maybe not full stack upside, but still some upside. So Nootbaar at 42. You got Eloy Jimenez at 4K on this slate. Going down below 4K though, you got like Tyler O'Neill at 35. Again, if you want to use a little St. Louis action, I don't want a big card stack, but a little stack, I don't mind. Tommy Pham, if he's in the lineup for the D-backs, don't know if I want to fade Webb, but you got that going for you. Ian Happ at 33 versus Williamson. Sure, not my favorite Cub, but he's there. Chris Taylor at 32. I mentioned him. Another cheap twin I like a lot is Max Kepler at $3,200 versus Hudson. That's a really good spot there. For Kepler, who's really, really swinging it well right now. Going down below, if you want JJ Bleday at 3K in tournaments, that could be a tournament value, kind of like Jack Sawinski vibe we like. With as bad as Gonsolin is, JJ Bleday could be a dude like that. Going below 3K now, like Travis Jankowski in your Texas stacks at 28 is okay. Hopefully Nelson Velasquez, he got traded to Kansas City. If he starts playing regularly, he's a guy we will talk about. Not so much today, obviously, but just someone to mention as he got traded to the Royals. Farther down though, not a ton standing out right now. Really not much. AJ Pollock was hitting ninth for the Giants. He's $2,500 for his Ciccone. I don't like Pollock, but it is a decent price tag and a good matchup. Probably one of your better values on the slate though in tournaments is Matt Wallner at $2,400 for his Hudson. Wallner is like a boomer bust, massive power source. So you love that for $2,400. Recapping your pitching, as of now, it's Garrett Cole at 10-8, Logan Webb at 98, Senga at 95, who I like the most in the pay-up spots, Kikuchi at 78, and then Grayson Rodriguez at 72. Like, if I'm making one lineup, it's probably Senga and Grayson is the way I'm looking at it on this slate. If you're stacking things up, that Minnesota-St. Louis, there is a little bit of appeal there. I'll be really honest. I like those cheap Minnesota bats against Hudson. Big fan of that. But the Cardinals, like Joe Ryan, will give up some runs. So something to keep an eye on in that situation. The White Sox, I want to like versus Dunning. We'll have to keep an eye on that lineup. Really like the Cubs versus Williamson yet again. Don't mind Cincy versus Smiley, but like the Cubs. Love the Mets. Love the Mets versus Alec Marsh. That's one I would like to pocket for sure. Giants versus Ciccone can be nice. And then, you know, the Dodgers versus Harris will be obvious, but Oakland bring back versus Gonsolin can be pretty nice. So if I'm making just one lineup, though, it's pretty much the Cubs, the Mets, with sprinkling in some Minnesota St. Louis action as of now. But we'll wait and see how things go, see how lineups come out. Is this going to keep changing with all these moves and whatnot? If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentric, and I'll be in the Game of the Edge Fantasy Discord cheat sheet out later on Wednesday. And I'll be back to you guys tomorrow to preview Thursday's action on the diamond. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 2nd edition in the books. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.